Manu Patra alerts dated the 23rd of April 2018. Vice President of India, M. Venkaiah Naidu has rejected the impeachment motion against CJI Deepak Mishra. President has promulgated Criminal Law Amendment Ordinance, 2018 to amend Protection of Children from Sexual Offences Act to pave way for death penalty to those found guilty of raping children up to the age of 12 years. President has given assent to promulgation of Fugitive Economic Offenders Ordinance, 2018, giving authorities powers to attach and confiscate the proceeds of crime and properties of economic offenders like bank fraudsters or loan defaulters fleeing the country. Supreme Court has observed that 3 years' experience as lecturer for promotion to the post of assistant professor, ophthalmology, need not be after completion of the postgraduate degree. Supreme Court has dismissed two appeals against a 2012 judgment of the Delhi High Court directing forfeiture of properties of mafia lord Daud Ibrahim under the SAFEMA. Supreme Court has expressed serious concern over the manner in which public interest litigation or PIL was being brazenly misutilized by people with personal, political and business agenda. Supreme Court of Canada has held that in dealing with international child custody and abduction cases, courts must look beyond parental intent and consider all relevant circumstances in the children's interests before deciding what country the kids should live in and if they should be returned. Supreme Court of Russia has ordered the St. Petersburg City Court to review an appeal against blocking Bitcoin Inforu, a cryptocurrency website. Madras High Court has directed a university to issue a circular to all colleges to include the condition in the admission prospectus itself that the student will not enter colleges in inebriated condition, failing which they will be removed from the college. Patiala House Court has passed an order restraining media houses from reporting on the ongoing investigation in the medical college bribery case registered against former Orissa High Court Judge, Justice A.M. Quadusi, till the probe is complete. Bombay High Court has held that the act of recovering credit card dues does not constitute an act of abetment. Delhi High Court has asked AAP government to expeditiously decide upon prisoners' parole pleas and give reasons in cases of delays, saying that there can be no justification for unwarranted delays. Delhi High Court has issued notice to the Reserve Bank of India after an appeal was filed to scrap a notification that barred banks from supporting Bitcoin-related transactions. Calcutta High Court has directed the West Bengal State Election Commission to notify fresh dates for filing of nominations for panchayat elections which were scheduled for May 1st week. Kerala High Court has struck down sub clause D of clause 3 of sub rule 20A of rule 56 of the Kerala State GST Rules 2017 as being ultra vires for lack of legislative competence.